you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey fuckers, how you doing? Christina
and Corinne
here.
I was gonna walk you through your own name.
Yes, thank you. And you're about to listen to a clip from our interview with co-hosts of the podcast Are You Garbage, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley. And if you want to hear more of us, of them, of Trevor Noah, of Lena Dunham, of Roxane Gay and Michael Rapaport, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com where you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 a month. So how did you meet your German Jewish wife?
We met at a comedy club at The Stand. And then it was
how many years ago?
Maybe 6 years ago I
met
her.
Wow.
Yeah, 5-6 years ago I think we met. And then yeah, it was kind of just like a one night stand type thing, you know.
Ooh, and it turned into marriage.
Yeah, well then I asked her for a picture of her boobs like the next day or something.
How'd you word it? Like that?
Just kinda like that.
Oh,
kinda
boy.
Like, yeah, you know.
Not jokingly or serious?
Serious. I mean like
yeah, I mean, get a picture of your boobs.
Yeah, with a wink,
some
but like
boobies.
If I got them, it, you know. It
but you had
cool.
seen them already.
I know, but I think I just wanted them
like a memento?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like
just for the file. You know what I mean?
Put it in the spank bank.
So, sexy Kevin. I like
and
that.
And she said no, so we just like kept talking and kept talking and then
I like that she said no, but then kept the conversation. Going.
Yeah.
I won't show you my titties.
I won't
but
show you,
I will
talk,
show you the inside
you.
Of my heart. Did you have roommates at the time?
I did.
Or did you go to
yeah.
her hotel room?
No, she was staying in an Airbnb. I had roommates at the time.
So you fucked her in your roommate apartment?
In my roommate apartment. And then she would fly back and live with me in my roommate apartment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
wait, how long after did she fly back to live with you?
Not live with me, but she came. I think the first trip back was like maybe 3 or 4 months after we first
met. Wow.
Yeah. And I then, was just, I was like a real, she after the first night, she's like, I'm not. She texted her brother, like, I'm getting a hotel room for the rest. This guy is a fucking...
Are you serious?
Real asshole.
Wow, what'd you do?
I was just like not, I don't know. I was just
not
like,
attentive.
You were
yeah.
showing your real self. That's what you were doing.
I was.
You're being too comfortable
well,
in front
like,
of her?
We went to this pizza place in Queens, like a sit-down like bar, restaurant pizza place, you know?
As new lovers do.
Yes.
And like, it was like, to me, I'm like, I'm spending $70 here. This is a fucking, you know.
And she goes for a grandma slice, and I'm like, whoa.
So she, I'm just like, I have a lot of anxiety, and like, so like, he came and I'm like, yeah, another. I'm like, can I get the check, please? Like, right after, like, you know, they took the place. I'm like, can I get the check?
Just to cut her off from ordering anything else?
No, just like, oh. I'm like, I want to get, I got to go. Like, my anxiety's kicking
hold
in.
Hold on, table service at a pizza joint. That's pretty classy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It wasn't like you get a slice. It wasn't
what
a dollar slice.
What were you anxious over?
I don't know. I just want to, like, get outside and smoke and keep moving. Mm. It was just like, I have this weird anxiety.
Yeah.
And then I like asked for the check and he didn't bring it right away. I'm like, you believe this fucking guy? Like, he's not bringing the like real piece
holy
of shit.
Shit.
Men act like this a lot on dates.
100%. I'm like, I asked that
why?
Guy 5 minutes ago for the check. I don't know. I'm super nervous. I just had this girl from fucking Germany fly over to see me.
I don't know what the fuck's going on. He's holding it together. Second date, they're meanwhile, in a fucking Stromboli place.
I got $90 in my account. I'm spending 70 at the pizza place. Aww. I got to figure out how to wing it for the next
garlic knots would end you.
I've had my debit card decline on a date, and I'm like, oops.
Oh, really?
I'll get these, and then, no, never mind, I won't.
Oh, was it with somebody you were like dating, like, or was it just
no?
Like,
it was like a new thing, oh, yeah. And I was like,
wait, and you're splitting the check though?
Serves you right for being a feminist.
Yeah. No, he bought dinner and it was very expensive, so I was like, I'll get us two vodka sodas. Surely,
no, you won't.
No, I won't.
Wow, and afterwards?
Yeah,
ooh, that's
yeah,
a tough look.
It was rough. It was rough. My pride hurt.
The courting thing that you said, and like it goes along with what you're saying. Second date, you're at a pizza place, and you were saying like, is trash involved in that? I need to know that there's an element of trash there to continue the relationship.
Men love knowing that a woman is a little trashy, and also like tend to love a trashy look.
Yeah,
like a lower back tattoo,
like a little methy
denim
shirt. What do you mean?
Because those are the girls that are getting fucked. What do you like about that?
True.
I think there's something that's like, well, like also I come from garbage. Yeah, okay. And it's like, so it's like that's what you see. Everybody hangs like, you know, I wasn't hanging out with like fucking super rich kids.
Right.
You were so trained to like that. Yeah.
It's just what you see more. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, that's
right.
That's who's married into my family. That's who my cousins are. Like, it's like
that's who will feel comfortable.
Yeah, and it's attainable. You know what I mean?
Your ego's not going to get men attainability.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And so when you met your wife the first, did you feel like she was out of your league?
Oh, a bit. Yeah, like a billion percent.
And she's
she still is. It's like, yeah, no, it's wild. But that's why I held on to her for 5 years. No, she's pretty normal.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty
normal. Yeah, what's her catch?
Like an eye patch? Or what
pretty
are you
normal.
Yeah, like a lazy eye or a crooked finger.
She's got a club foot now.
Tail on her head.
Yeah, no.
Stump thumbs.
So at what point did it change from you being like a nightmare to you being someone who is marryable?
Love.
A couple of years. I mean, so like she...
Why did she stick with you? Wow,
hold on. For the record, that is what real love is about. Like, she saw that he was a psycho and fell in love with him.
He tries to say this because his relationship's insanely dysfunctional. So, because you need to scream at each other.
That's what real love is about.
Totally. This is like a meme that I saw yesterday on a site called Mindful Relationships. When someone fucking asked, like in front of like their kid, like, they were like, oh, what made you attracted to, like, mom? And the father answered, well, I was like pretty shitty at times and didn't show love, but she was always there for me. And then eventually I turned around and I was like, am I taking crazy pills right now? Because this is literally like toxicity to a T.
Sure.
This is not something you should stick around for.
Hey, I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Like toxicity? A bad Bruce Springsteen song.
We're going to get into you in a second. Because this sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
So a few years. So she keeps coming back. Like, well, it leads me to believe. I mean, and I have been watching 90 Day Fiancé, but was she just trying to get into
country? No, because she didn't. It took her for so long to finally commit.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because I'm like, it's such a long time. Like, surely if she, you know, if she's out of your league, she could have just found someone better.
Country. Yeah, she could have.
Yeah, she got duped.
And Germany's not like a bad, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah. She, the first time I brought her around everybody, we were outside of the lantern down in the village.
Oh, no, that's where you brought her?
And Foley goes, I don't know. Hey, lady, I don't know what he's telling you, but there's other single guys in New York. And I was like, oh.
Hey, lady.
That's hilarious.
Hey, lady.
That's such garbage.
Wow.
Here's $20. Run. Get to the bus station. You got to be uptown, midtown with the lawyers and the doctors.
When did you know that you wanted to marry her?
It sounds cheesy, but like right away.
Wow.
I mean,
okay,
like once we started talking.
So that's why you were mean to her?
No, I mean, I just didn't know how to deal with it. Like, I didn't know how to.
Were you mean? Are you saying mean, or is she putting mean into your mouth?
She asked to leave.
Well, just because I was a weird, I think it was more like this guy doesn't know
how to treat a woman.
Yeah, just how to do anything, really. It was more of like this guy's just
fucking
nuts. But also at the same time, in my defense, like this woman just flew here. Like, I'm also very nervous. I'm living in a story with like four other 22-year-olds. Like, it was a fucking scene. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what was going on. And
so
I'm like,
how did you propose?
I did it. It was actually not. We just got married in February. We got married right before.
Why did it take
you
so fucking long to propose?
Like
how aggressive that came out.
Yeah, right.
The fuck's your problem?
What were you fucking dragging your feet for?
Well, it was like visa and stuff. There was a lot of, you know, there's a lot of red tape around.
And
a
when
lot
you
of
asked,
filings and stuff.
Did you know she was going to say yes?
I had a feeling she was going to say yes.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, because she's here for 6 months. She came here for 6 months
to be with you.
To be with me, yeah. Like she has a visa where she can come for 6 months. And
does
like,
she have a job?
She has a job that she works remotely at.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So she still works in Germany, but So it was like very convenient for her to come here for long chunks at a time. Mm-hmm. We had an apartment together, and then I was like, fuck it, let's just, and she said, yeah. And then we went and got married at the courthouse. Wow. And now and so we're processing everything.
How was the proposal? What was said? Was there tears?
I knew a ring that she liked, no. And then like, I kind of, I knew a ring that she liked, and
I knew a ring that she liked. How did we, but we're back up. How did,
like, hey, was listen, it she pointed so, to an Instagram ad? I was ad? Thinking maybe to save on airfare going back and forth. I don't know. Yeah.
No, like she was like, we were talking about rings or whatever, like if we were going to, you know,
get married
or whatever.
You can't even say it, and you are.
Yeah.
I know.
He was like, if we were going to like do the thing.
I still say my, on stage, I still say my girlfriend because like they were all my bits when I was, and I can't, like, I can't, it's just tough for me to be like, I've said it. Oh, so my me and my wife. Girlfriend the other day have been.
And you're not even wearing a wedding ring, I noticed.
No, I don't wear
judgmentally.
One.
Why?
It's just weird. I'm not. I don't wear a watch.
Because you're not someone's property.
I'm with you guys on that. I think it's weird and I think it's lame.
What? My dad never wore a wedding ring.
Really? Fucking married guys club of America? Shut up. It's lame for you.
You gotta
and the
wear
other
a
dads.
Little jewelry.
No, I don't wear a watch. I don't wear jewelry. It doesn't mean. It's also like, it doesn't mean anything.
I know. My dad doesn't. But it's also just like, you know, it's. Well, I mean, for a man, honestly, a wedding ring gets you hit on more. So I would tell my husband, yeah, don't wear a wedding ring. You
yeah. All the waitresses in New York Comedy Club are like, it's so fucking weird that you don't wear one. That's shady.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't even cross either one of my. I forget that I'm not wearing one for.
Does she wear hers?
Yeah, she wears hers.
Because it's prettier.
It's pretty, yeah. It's a fucking diamond ring. So I went and I just like snuck to Brooklyn and bought it.
Okay.
And then.
In the middle of the
so
night.
So it was nice to take a subway to buy a wedding ring.
It was like three transfers, you know. It was like.
Oh, right.
Plus, it was like this cool place out in like fucking Fort Greene or whatever. So you can't get there. It was like this very like.
And where'd you propose?
Just in our apartment. We were like making dinner or something.
Oh,
I just.
Jesus Christ.
On the knee?
Is that tragic?
I didn't know this. Yeah, you stink. That's bad.
Not even a sunset.
Cooking some flowers.
I think I had like
that.
Sweatpants on.
There's got to be a tiramisu involved somewhere.
Oh, I just remember we were both so poorly dressed that like we didn't take pictures and send it because it was like we were like,
yeah,
both,
look like
we both looked like hell.
Yeah.
We had like made dinner or something. And
what'd
like,
you say? I want to know what you said. I'm always
meatloaf
curious.
Meatloaf was pretty good.
I don't think it was. There was, you know, there wasn't a speech for sure. It was just
you
like
you just got
hey,
down on one knee.
Here you go.
You're like, hey, excuse me, yeah, turn around. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Did you go on one knee?
I went on one knee, and it was, but it was also like we had spoken about it. It was like
it's the only time a man will ever.
It would be
down
cool to just do it, like not make it this big thing, because especially in Europe, weddings and engagements aren't like. This big fucking to do.
Oh, that's smart.
So it's very like they look at American weddings like you guys are.
And now we're
you
getting
guys are fucking
now we're getting
insane.
To why he imported a wife.
Yeah, because it was like $69 at City Hall, and then like dinner was like $3,000 for like 30 of us.
$69,
something like that to get married. Yeah.
$99.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it's really cheap. Or it might even be like $39 to get married.
What discount
yeah.
Groupon?
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good time. I don't know if you have ever been to a City Hall wedding, but
I have not.
There's a lot of fucking trash walking around
I
there,
would do that.
Myself included. But yeah. It's fun. It's kitschy.
Yeah. Well, like you can do a drive-through wedding now because Casey Balsham and
I
Robbie Sloan
yeah.
did that, and I honestly, it looked so fucking fun.
It looked really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your deal, Foles?
Would you guys have accepted the proposal if it was in?
I wouldn't
in
have
the apartment.
I wouldn't have gotten even. I mean, I wouldn't have even gotten past
yeah.
date one with the
pizza
roommate.
Place.
Yeah. Would have
that, that
wait,
would
really?
Have,
you wouldn't date a guy with a roommate?
You know what?
I'm turning 35 next month, fully. No, I would not be dating a man with a roommate.
Well, we were in our
20s. Choose,
we were in our
at
20s.
That, at that time,
we
yes.
were 27.
You know, you're pushing it.
We create goals for our careers and not goals for our relationships. And yeah, if I had to pick, would I want my boyfriend to have a roommate? I would say no.
Of course.
What about just lightning striking?
Huh?
Me dead? What are we talking
just
about? That's what I would wish for.
Love at first sight, no matter who
me.
He is.
I would once I heard he had a roommate, I would go, oh, that was you just something you ate something weird.
Oh, did you like that interview? What? You think you're better than us? You think you're fucking better than us?
You,
you think you're not
are.
Garbage?
You're definitely not.
Well, you have to listen to the rest of the interview to find out. So if you want to hear the rest of this interview, the rest of a lot of other interviews we've done, interviews by other people who are more famous, but that doesn't make them fucking better than us.
Nope.
Please head over to luminarypodcast.com where you can get a subscription to content that's honestly there's a little less garbage than other content you're going to find for as little as $2.99 a month.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.